You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Each year, thousands of immigrants in the U.S. apply for special visas that protect people who have been victims of crime from deportation.
Maria Peralto Arellano digs into the issue for WUWM's podcast, Status Pending. She talked with Mariana Rodriguez, director of Milwaukee's Latina Resource Center, and legal aid attorney Michael Longworth.
Here's a preview of that episode and a warning for listeners that this segment deals with domestic violence.
In the 90s and early 2000s, the U.S. created visas to protect undocumented immigrants who were victims of crime and potentially give them a road to citizenship. Today, we'll be talking about two of those visas, the U visa for serious crime victims and visas through the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA. We'll start with VAWA. This visa is for undocumented folks who are suffering from abuse inside their family. It could be from their spouse, child, or parent, but that person has to be a U.S. citizen or a legal permanent resident. VAWA is supposed to make it easier for undocumented victims to come forward.
Part of why that came about was because of the fact that there were immigrant women who were married to U.S. citizens, and that whole legal status was used against them. And one of the things that they always did was, I'm not going to apply for you. And so, you know, so they held that. It was a very coercive tactic, and it kept victims in very abusive relationships.
United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, says almost 70,000 people filed VAWA petitions last year. There's no limit on the number of visas the U.S. grants under VAWA. And we don't know how many potential VAWA cases go unreported. People in that situation might fear that they won't be believed. They have to navigate unfamiliar legal and medical systems. They may have fears about how their family will react, or worse, being separated from their children. And even when a victim does come forward, there are other barriers.
We have to be able to prove that there was violence. You have to be able to call the police. We need to get that certification saying that there was a call that came from that home, or a certification from the district attorney's office that a victim was cooperating.
Let's go through those steps. First, the survivor of abuse has to file a self-petition for a VAWA visa. They do this with USCIS. It can be filed without the knowledge of the abuser. For those in Wisconsin and a few other states, there is something that allows them extra support in the process. It's called the Victim Accompaniment Statute. This means survivors can request an advocate to be with them during the legal process and in healthcare appointments. It gives them the chance to have a trusted person at their side.
We're able to help that client prepare for them to what's going to happen. The police is going to come. They're going to ask you your questions. They're going to ask you
when the crime happened, how it happened. They're going to want details, things that victims might have tried hard to forget.
When they're asking you these questions, it's not because they don't believe you, but they are trying to find out what happened.
Michael Longworth is a staff attorney for the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee. He explains the kind of evidence you need to show in a VAWA petition.
That could be like abusive text messages, injuries, or like medical visits that would have notes about abuse occurring or any concern about abuse of the patient. And then you submit them to USCIS, and their current processing time is 43 months, so a little under 4 years.
4 years. It's a long time for an abuse survivor to wait in limbo, wondering what they'll do.
That was a preview of WUWM's podcast, Status Pending. You can hear the full episode at WUWM.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.
This is WPR News.